The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Josh Carr Show. Guys, the GOP chairman of the Arizona GOP literally reached out to Carrie Lake and bribed her to not run for president. I'm going to be playing about a 5-minute clip. So if you're looking for kind of the whole conversation, what went down with this, look no further. Really quick, before I do get to that clip, I do want to talk about the first sponsor of the show, Gulag America. Gulag America is a premium apparel brand for patriots. They have fantastic stuff. I'm going to put them up right now so you can see it. I partnered with Gulag America because they're a veteran-owned company. They're fantastic. All their stuff lasts really well. I just love their shirts. You've seen me wearing them on the show before. So go check them out right now at gulagamerica.com. If you use my code JoshCarr10, you will get 10% off. Again, that's at gulagamerica.com. Without further ado, this is what the conversation between Carrie Lake and the GOP chairman of Arizona sounded like.
This is back east. There are very powerful people that want to keep you out.
I know they do.
But they're willing to put their money where their mouth is in a big way. So this conversation never happened.
This is crazy, though. They should want me. I'm a great candidate. The people love me. These people are corrupt.
If you say no, that's just fine. It's your choice. Don't tell people.
They're going to try to have me murdered. So what's going on? Who is it? What?
Forget the who. Let me just tell you the what. Let's just say there are people calling around saying, gosh, no, they can't repeat this. Never repeat this. If you say no, don't. If you say, I got offered to buy out. Don't.
Here's my problem. Yeah. Rather than just say, let's work with her. She's a great candidate. Because they don't own me. And it pisses me off.
Yeah, I said it's about ownership.
It's about control.
I don't know if it's about control. It's about being on the team.
But if they're pushing a globalist agenda, I can't do that. So what do they want? What do they want me to do?
You want to stay out for 2 years. But I'm going to tell you what I can offer you. I said, you can do original. It's talking head, isn't it? So the ask of me was, it's kind of funny. So the ask I got today from back east was, is there any companies out there or something that could just put her on the payroll and give her, to keep her out? And I said, well, what do you want to do? Like, whatever we need to do.
This is about defeating Trump. And I think that's a bad, bad thing for our country. DeSantis is not America first. This is about the final death blow to Trump. And I don't think that's good for our country.
I love Trump.
It's not good for our country, Jeff.
I think what it really comes down to for a lot of people, it's not really about like control or agenda, it's just about the ability to raise money to win. You know? If you really want to know, all of politics boils down to money, I think. Mm-hmm. And even on their end, like, what makes them the most money?
I know. These consultants don't want their payday to end. And I don't want to make a deal with these kind of people. This is a hill worth dying on. If they're going to steal the election to make me and our movement go away, I'm not letting him do that. I owe it to the people of Arizona.
Or?
To carry their torch and their voice.
Or? You don't go away. But you pause.
This is the battles right now, Jeff.
You pause. And refill your coffers.
No, the battle is right now.
It's a back scratching club. That's all DC is. It's a big back scratching club. You're in no position to scratch anybody's back, and you've already made it known that if you get there, you're not going to scratch anybody's back. Where are we in 2 years if they steal the election again?
Listen to what you're saying. Why don't we do something about it?
What?
So that we, the people, can pick our...
What can we do?
I'm not willing to accept that. Then I'm going to be the biggest pain in these people's... Go back and tell them that. I'm running, and I'm going to be the biggest pain in their...
And I'm willing to tell them that.
And they're going to have to... kill me to stop me.
I know. Look,
you don't have to tell them that, but I don't think they will. But
nah, I don't think that's the way they are.
I'm offended by whoever these people are that they're trying to buy me out of.
Well, you should be honored.
But I'm offended that there's people back there who just don't give a about our country.
Do you understand, though? You should be honored. That means they know how powerful you are. Just to say, is there a number at which
I can be bought? That's what it's about.
You can take a pause for a couple years.
No.
And then go right back to what you're doing.
Mm-mm. No. 10 million, 20 million, 30, no. A billion, no. This is not about money. This is about our country. Yeah, I don't want to deal with people like this. These people are un-American, and I think they're unethical, and I would be absolutely immoral if I did that.
Again.
That's immoral. I couldn't look at myself in the mirror if I, you know.
It's very powerful people that are willing to, they really want someone different. They want new names, whatever it is.
I love you, but I gotta get working.
All right. I appreciate it.
I can't believe this. I think you should go public with this and then
no,
say, hey.
No.
These people don't want to, they don't want, they're.
And then I turn my key in my car and I just.
I'm offended that they don't care about our country more.
I actually wish you'd just give me a counteroffer this big. Give me a counter.
I can't be bought.
Come on.
So this is scary. Like, the things that he said are insane. And if you've been talking, if you're like me and you've been talking about the establishment Republicans, and of course, obviously the Democrats, but I'm talking about the establishment Republicans right now that are a danger to our republic. Look no further. I mean, there is no more evidence than this. This shows that there is some seriously creepy stuff going on in Washington, D.C. Literally, the conversation ends, like, or it starts, rather, with saying the guys back east. He's clearly talking about the GOP establishment, Ronna McDaniel, of course, included. And I do give her credit. I've never been, you know, someone that's looked a ton into Carrie Lake, but I give her a ton of credit for not really entertaining it for a second. Obviously, she was recording the conversation, and so I know that there was maybe some bias in what she was saying, and maybe she's not being exactly how it would have been, you know, if it was a random conversation. But regardless, she could have entertained, you know, those offers if she wanted to, and she didn't. So if you're not aware, this scumbag's name is Jeff DeWitt. He's the chairman of the GOP in Arizona. He didn't step down until a day after this was released. So it's not like this happened and Carrie Lake turned it down and he was like, oh man, I shouldn't have done that and stepped down. It was, again, he wasn't sad because he did something wrong. He was sad because he got caught. That's a classic, you know, as a classic politician play, this is what happens. And quite literally, he said this. He said, quote, I actually just wish you'd give me a counteroffer that's big. Though that part is crazy. I mean, he is straight up bribing her. He said in public documents, in public press releases, that he was not bribing her. When you say the word counteroffer, how is that not a bribe? And I mean, he openly said he wishes that she had given him a counteroffer. What kind of counteroffer? That she wanted more money to not run for Senate in Arizona. I'm glad he, you know, stepped down. I don't know what else that could have mean. And this is pretty much the nail in the coffin for him. I don't really see him having any sort of a political career. Maybe working, I don't know, maybe he could work as like Ronna McDaniel's assistant, but I don't see her having much of a political career either. Really quick, before we do get to the rest of the show, guys, I do want to talk about our second sponsor, Smart Labels. Hello, everybody. As you can see, I am not in the studio right now. I am in my garage, where I want to share with you how my wife and I keep our stuff organized going into the new year. We use smart labels, an easier way of storing those Christmas decorations and lights so we don't lose them again next year. First, you just slap a label on your bin, download the free Smart Labels app, create your first smart label, add the items you have in your bin or box, and later search for your stuff when you need it without having to climb over boxes. The best part, the first year is free. So go get your smart labels now at Amazon or Walmart.com. So if you didn't hear, the reason why he steps down is not because he felt bad or even necessarily because he was caught, but because Carrie Lake straight up went to him and said, you better step down right now or I have another conversation that I've recorded with you. Personally, I'd like to hear it, but she said that she wouldn't release it if he stepped down. This is according to the New York Times. They said, or she said, quote, this is from Jeff DeWitt, the GOP chairman. He said, I received an ultimatum from Lake's team, resign today or face the release of a new, more damaging recording. I'm truly unsure of its contents, but considering our numerous past open conversations as friends, I've decided not to take the risk. I'm resigning as Lake requested in the hope that she will honor her commitment to cease her attacks, allowing me to return to the business sector, a field I find much more logical and prefer over politics, which is awesome. Like, how do you sound more pathetic than that? He's literally like, yeah, well, man, I got caught big time. I got to go back to the business sector. I hope this person that I didn't try to bribe doesn't try to screw me. And screw me really just means telling the truth. I also find it interesting that he says that, you know, we've been friends for a really long time. So I really hope she doesn't release something because I probably said something really bad when we were friends. And that right there just shows that this guy is not a great guy. We cannot allow our leaders to only be good people in open doors. They've got to be good people in closed doors. And I think the average person should be able to have their random kind of friendly conversation with their buddies and their family. I'm not saying it should be, but I'm saying it. If their random conversation was publicized, most people, I think, would look at it and be like, yeah, I don't care. There's nothing in there that I'm ashamed of, right? Apparently, that's not the case for Jeff DeWitt because he's very terrified of his casual conversations with Carrie Lake. And apparently, there are things that are even more damaging, according to the Lake team. So, wow, fascinating. Jeff DeWitt, not a good guy. I'm glad he stepped down. But guys, if you think that there's no Republican establishment, no larger cult, which I've talked about, at work in the United States, you're just dead wrong. I've been saying it for a long time. I know a lot of you guys have too. We've talked about it in the comment section, but this is not just a single party issue. We've got serious problems in the Republican Party, and it's the conservative party that we have to work with right now. So we can't just, I don't believe that we should just destroy and build up again. I think we need to reform the Republican Party. That's what makes me a conservative and not a progressive who just wants to rip everything up and move on. But man, it's good that we have people like Carrie Lake who are just calling it out as is, because we need warriors like that in the conservative movement that are going to obliterate the establishment. The more that these kind of dark conversations are brought to light, the harder it's going to be for them to do the crazy crap they're doing. Thank you for watching, as always, guys. Honestly, part of the reason why I love this show is just because I'm able to be completely open and transparent. I don't need to hide things in the dark like Jeff DeWitt, so I appreciate you, you know, allowing me the platform to share my opinion, speak the truth, as well as please go check out the sponsors, guys, if you haven't already, and we will see you next time.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.